keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Johnny Folsom 4 is the musical finale for Saturday's celebration of Independence Day and America 250 along Chattanooga's riverfront. David Burney is the lead singer who delivers the classic songs of the man in black, Johnny Cash. David, thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about the band and how it all came together.
Wow, it's a really long story. It starts in Austin, Texas. I was about a little over 20 years ago, I was starting to think about turning 50. I think when you have a zero on your birthday, you need to do something to mark it. And I had such a great time. I decided to start a band. I'd never been in a band before. Started telling some of my friends. All of a sudden, we had a little honky-tonk band. We played locally for a couple of years. It started to get pretty popular. Some of the guys wanted to not play so much. Others of us wanted to play a lot. So we started a second band, a Johnny Cash tribute band, because I had people tell me quite often that you sound just like Johnny Cash. So that was early in the days of tribute bands. I think we hit that a little early, but we were all still working. So travel was kind of, our drummer's a dentist, our guitar player is a, that's past tense now because they've all retired, but guitar player was a fireman in Raleigh. And so we couldn't travel. But when COVID hit, a couple of us retired and got another bass player. Anyway, that's kind of how it started. And that's what we're doing now.
And talk more about how you're all touring these days and how that brings you to Chattanooga for July 4th at Riverfront Nights.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, when we first got started, gosh, this has been 15 or 16 years ago with this, we got an invitation. I think it was early, but we actually played the Riverfront Festival, if I can mention that here. And we played that one year. We were one of the early bands, one of the gates, but we got a great reaction, and we loved Chattanooga a little bit. We got to stay there. When COVID started opening up, I was finally able to find a good booking agent. As I mentioned, a couple of the guys that we had retired by then, they started booking us. And so it was slow because COVID was opening up and nobody knew who we were. But man, we played some great spots. You know, we've great venues, beautiful old venues. Anyway, we're just having a ball. And by the end of this year, we will have played in 25 states plus DC. So we play probably 45, 50 gigs a year, mostly on weekends. We get in our van and our U-Haul and we hit the road and we love it. I tell people all the time, when I was younger, I would have hated this, but I love it now. The travel, the stuff that people don't like, I love it.
Talk more about how you and the band all perform together. You, of course, bring Johnny Cash. Talk about how the others in the band, how you all work together and flow together.
We started off really trying to be as true and authentic to that early Cash sound. So we always had a drummer. He didn't have a drummer for the first 4 or 5 years of his, or actually longer than that, I think. He didn't have a drummer, but we've always had a drummer. But other than that, we've stayed pretty true. Got our bass player. He plays stand-up. When we start playing some of the later Cash, he'll move over to electric. We've got our guitar player. He's the retired fireman that I mentioned. He's just a great guy. Like I did, he grew up with this stuff. So it's in his veins, you know. He doesn't have to think about it. He just knows what it is. The drummers, a retired dentist, who knew that you could drill teeth and keep time at the same time. You know, he's awesome. He's a great drummer. So we're really lucky in that regard. We still really work hard. We're not trying to mimic that sound so much, but we're trying to pay real respect to that early sound. And then on some of the songs, we'll, as we say in the South, we'll put a little of our own gravy on it. But we don't get far away from what Cash did, all those things in his career, you know, his life. At the end of his career, he was playing a lot of rock and roll songs with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Marty Stewart. We do a handful of those songs and, you know, the whole career. I'll tell you something about Cash. Every song we do, not every song that he recorded do I love, but every song that we do, and there are a lot of them, I love them. I just love them all. They're so great. He's such a great songwriter.
How would you say the band's sound has evolved over the years while staying true to why you all came together in the first place?
Well, I think, as with most things, you do things over the years. And again, much like Johnny Cash, you know, those guys, Luther Perkins and Marshall Grant, were just learning to play their instruments when these guys got their chance in front of Sam Phillips at Sun Records. They would have gotten nowhere close to a recording studio in Nashville. And Cash was just learning. He was learning to sing. He was learning how to strum his guitar. There were all kinds of things that they were learning. So we had to learn how to start and finish songs and work on it. But over the years now, the things that you learn, the deeper and deeper and deeper you go, is a really rich fountain of information, joy, music, knowledge, whatever. And it just builds over time. You know, nowadays we can, if someone makes a mistake on stage, if I miss a lyric, or sometimes I'll come in with the third verse instead of the second verse. It'll happen sometimes, you know, it's live music. These guys, they don't miss a beat, just look at each other and smile. And it's one of the great things about being in a band.
Talk more about what contact you and the band may have had over the years with the Cash family, how aware they are of your work.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that they are aware of our music, maybe, but back in the 50th anniversary of the San Quentin prison concert, that concert, we went in the Carolina Theater, which is a 1,000-seat theater in Durham. We recreated that prison show. We had inmates in the seats. We did the whole thing. And we sold the place out, and it was a great night, wonderful night. My friend, who was the CEO of the Carolina Theater at the time, knew Jackie Cash, Cash's older brother, Roy's daughter. She and Roseanne were, I think she's a couple years older than Roseanne, so they grew up close together and tight. You know, there may be, I keep up with Jackie. We're friends now, but you know, I don't ask her if they know about us or anything like that. We're just happy to be doing it.
And with that in mind, talk more about what you're planning to bring to Riverfront Nights in Chattanooga for Saturday, July 4th. Give us a hint, give us a tease, give us a taste.
We're going to do most of those songs that you have to do. And we don't mind doing them, brother. You know, we're going to walk the line. We're going to get in a weird ass Cadillac and we're going to drive it around. We'll ring the fire. We'll do all those things. Then we're going to play a few deep cuts that it may be one or two that even real serious Cash fans are not real familiar with. We'll add some of those songs from the American recording stuff at the end. The thing we're going to do in this show that we don't do all the time, in fact, there's a very popular song that he did called The Ragged Old Flat. We don't play it often because when he recorded it, he had strings, he had all this sort of stuff. Sometimes I will on July the 4th or something, I will recite it as a poem. But we've got a little bit of an arrangement we're going to add to it. So folks who want to hear Ragged Old Flag, and you got to do it on the 4th, right? I love it too. If I can get through it, for me, it's an emotional song to sing. Yeah, that's a tease, man. I'm going to do my favorite song, Big River. We're going to cover his entire career. You know, our rule is the band's going to have fun. I don't know about those other people, but we're going to have fun. I really do think everybody's going to have a blast. If they're Johnny Cash fans, you know, Marty Stewart says, you either love Johnny Cash or you haven't heard Johnny Cash, something like that. So.
And since you're performing, you and the band are performing on Saturday, July 4th, America 250, I wanted to give you a chance to offer what reflections you and other members of the band might have as we're coming up on that day.
You know, I remember the bicentennial. It was a big deal, big deal. You know, I grew up in a time in the 60s when the country was fractured, the nation was fractured in so many ways. You know, as I look at things now, I'm just hoping we can all get together, celebrate, and celebrate the history and the flag, but also the principles that the flag is there for, and remember all those folks, civilian and military alike, who gave so much to make it happen. So I'm old, so I'm starting to look back with those things with some emotion these days. I hope we'll have a great big time. And in the middle of that, I hope we'll also sort of get reconnected with what America is all about.
Johnny Folsom Four will be performing at Riverfront Nights on Saturday, July 4th. For more information, go to riverfrontnights.com. David, for people who want to learn more about the band, where can they go online?
We have a website, so you can follow us there or on Facebook. We do a lot of stuff there. I'm actually working on a couple of projects, so keep an eye out for those on social media, something I'm calling the Daily Cash. Daily is aspirational, but there'll be every day a song and a telling of that story a little bit, and then a podcast is going to be coming out a little later that will go much deeper into these stories. So those are ways to keep up with us and follow us. Most of our stuff's on Facebook. That's probably the best place.
And your website is johnnyfolsom, the number 4.com,
Yep.
and Johnny Folsom 4 on Facebook. David, thanks so much.
Ray, thank you very much. I'm honored to be here. We look forward to Chattanooga.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.